Good morning and welcome to the Mountain View Baptist Church radio broadcast. This is Pastor Kevin J. Norton inviting you and your family to any of our services beginning on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Our Sunday school at 10:45, our worship service begins, and then Sunday evening at 5 p.m. We also have a midweek prayer service on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Our program can also be seen on the local cable channel 97 on the second and fourth Thursday night at 8 p.m. Our services are also found live on YouTube. Our church is located 1 mile off the Mountain View Road in Tryon. We're just an old-fashioned Bible-believing church where Jesus is Lord. Come be with us. Until then, may the Lord richly bless you is our prayer.
Life is easy when you're up on the mountain. You've got peace of mind like you've never known. But then things change and you're down in the valley. Don't lose faith, child, you're never alone. For the God on the mountain, it's the God in the valley. When things go wrong, He'll make them right. And the God of the good times is the God in the bad times. The God of the day is the God in the night. Well, we talk of faith when we're down on the valley, but that all comes so easy when life's at its best. It's down in the valley of trials and temptation, that's when faith is really put to the test. For the God on the mountain, it's the God in the valley. When things go wrong, He'll make them right. And the God of the good times is the God in the bad times. The God of the day is the God in the night. For the God on the mountain, it's the God in the valley. When things go wrong, He'll make them right. And the God of the good times is the God in the bad times. The God of the day is the God in the night.
I hear God's children rejoicing, those who have walked many miles. I look in amazement, the joy in their countenance. Oh, what is behind their smile? Tears in their bright eyes, joy they just can't hide. They tell their story to me. Jesus, just open the windows of heaven. From this distance, your eye can see. I see my home. days don't work like they used to. My hands are stiff and sore. My eyes, they're bad, and my hearing is sad. I can't work very hard anymore. But I have a joy this week for the telling. You wonder how good this been. I have a vision of a beautiful heaven through the windows of home I can see. I see a city.
Amen. I want to read just one verse this morning, found in Ecclesiastes chapter 12 this morning. And verse number 1, the Bible said, "Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them." Our Heavenly Father and our God, we come before you this morning, God, thanking you for the day that you've given, Lord, the blessings upon our life, Lord, for strength and health this morning, God. And Lord, I thank you for your precious word this morning, God, that we're able to look into, God, and find direction, Lord, instruction, and encouragement, God, for our lives in these days. And Lord, we pray for those we made mention this morning, God, that you'd certainly, Lord, intervene upon their behalf this morning, God. Minister, Lord, under the needs of their life this morning, Father, I pray most of all this morning, if there's one lost this morning, God, under the sound of our voice this morning, God, I pray you'd bring conviction upon their heart. I reveal yourself unto them this morning, God, they might come to the saving knowledge of Christ. I pray wherever your people are gathered together this morning, you'd be in the midst. You'd anoint your men this morning, God, afresh to stand and proclaim the truths of thy word. God, that you bring one from the darkness into the marvelous light of the Lord Jesus Christ this morning. God, you'd move in a mighty way this morning, God. Open the eyes of your people, Lord. And let us see that the time is running down. Our Lord, that you're soon coming again, Lord. And I pray this morning, God, our Lord, that you'd bless, Lord, this morning, God, your people, Lord. Encourage our hearts and draw us unto yourself this morning, Lord. For all of this, we'll thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen this morning and amen. The Bible said this morning, remember the Creator in the days of thy youth. I want to preach on the thought this morning concerning how godly living is not just for the golden years. How godly living is not just for the golden years. It seems like that we assume that serving God is just for older persons today. That you've got to be a senior citizen before you can ever get saved and begin to live for God this morning. How the young should just live it up and do their own thing. How sow their wild oats, and then in the sunset of their life, how they come broken and worn out to church house. How to try to serve God in the last few years of their life. I want to tell you this morning, that's a misconception. How dear friend, the devil is certainly painting this year. How dear friend, I want to tell you it's good. My dear friend, to live for God in the days of thy youth this morning. I realize there is such a time that God has his hand upon a child, that he clothes them in innocent
sea. He shelters them from the defilements of this world, both the seen and the unseen, until they reach the age of accountability. You'll find that outlined in Romans chapter 7, where Paul said, I was alive without the law, but when I understood the commandment, then sin revived, and I died. Dear friend, this morning, God has his hand, dear friend, upon them children this morning. Dear friend, it's sad today that, dear friend, many are forced to mature before their time, robbed of their purity, and plunged into a world of reality, full of sin and sorrow this morning. Dear friend, I want to tell you, if you ask any of the aged saints of God to testify, they may all have a different experience to tell. But there's one common thread that runs through them all this morning. Dear friend, I guarantee you they'd say, I would that I had gotten saved sooner and earlier in my life. Man, it is a dangerous thing this morning to trot on the broad way, even for a short time. Many have entered through the wide gates and never to recover. Dear friend, lost forever. Dear friend, this morning, you'll notice in this verse this morning there is a perception. The Bible said we need to remember. Dear friend, consider, to seek out, to ponder, and to think upon this morning. To make God an indispensable part of our life. To recognize Him working in our life. Dear friend, every day that we live. Brother, you don't just need God, dear friend, when sickness comes. Dear friend, you don't just need God in the latter years of your life when death, dear friend, is certainly coming this morning. But you need God, dear friend, to go to school every day. Dear friend, especially to face and to fight the temptations that may come and call upon you this morning. Dear friend, I want to tell you, dear friend, listen, death comes, dear friend, this morning at all times in life. You don't have to be old to die. You don't have to be sick to die. Dear friend, death comes to the young and it comes to the healthy this morning. The Bible said your life is a vapor that's here for a little while and then it vanishes away. The Bible said it is appointed unto men once to die and then the judgment this morning. Dear friend, you'll notice the period, dear friend, this verse emphasizes. He said, remember thy creator now. Dear friend, now. Dear friend, not tomorrow, not later on in life. Dear friend, not one day after a while. Dear friend, the Bible said today's a day of salvation. And now is the appointed time. Amen. Dear friend, you're not promised tomorrow. Dear friend, you may have your whole life ahead of you. Planned out what you're going to be when you grow up. Dear friend, already making thoughts and preparations of how you want to live your life. Amen. And then it may be cut short by an accident. Dear friend, by some disease it may come into your life. Dear friend, how sad it is. Dear friend, this morning, but you need to remember now. And then he said, thy creator, the person. Amen. Dear friend, he has a will for your life this morning. And sooner or later, you listen to me, you're going to have to deal with him. Amen. Either here or either there. Amen. All are going to stand before God. Dear friend, in whom he put the breath of life. Dear friend, this morning, God, dear friend, called you by name. He created you and appointed you a place in his kingdom. Find it this morning, dear friend, and let God lead your life in the days of thy youth. Let him lay a foundation, dear friend, in the early days of your life, dear friend, that'll last you a lifetime this morning. Amen. But notice also the purpose. He said, "For the evil days come not, dear friend, before you're forced to choose. Volunteer to come to God this morning and give him your heart and serve him all the days of your life." Amen. Dear friend, before before temptation comes, before the allurements of this world take hold of your life, before the devil, dear friend, this morning gets established and begins to lead you away from God this morning. He's a liar and the father of it, and from the very beginning. Dear friend, this morning, before the evil days come, and thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. Amen. Dear friend, this morning, turn to God and give him your heart. Godly living is not just for the golden years. Dear friend, I want to tell you something, young person, serving God at a young age, giving yourself to the Lord, has some benefits this morning. Dear friend, it'll save you a lot of the misery in this life. Dear friend, this morning, I want to say also, first of all, it'll save your soul. Amen. Dear friend, don't tell me God can't save a young person this morning. Dear friend, if they can, tote guns in the school, dear friend, at 7 and 8 years old, if they can get pregnant at 10 and 11 years old, if they can know about drugs, dear friend, at 8 and 9 years old, don't tell me God can't save them this morning. Don't tell me they're too young to know. They don't know what conviction is. You say, oh, preacher, they don't understand everything. No. And brother, I want to tell you, when I got saved at 19, I didn't know what John 3:16 was. Dear friend, but I know that there's a God in heaven. I know that I was lost, and I know that I needed to get saved. Amen. And by the way, Jesus still said, dear friend, unless you accept the kingdom of God as a little child, you'll in no wise enter in. It is that simple faith of a child this morning, dear friend, that opens your heart before it gets hard and calloused and cold, dear friend, and brings you to an understanding that there is a God that loves you this morning. There is a God in heaven that's able to save to the uttermost this morning. Dear friend, it'll save your soul before it gets estranged. Amen. Dear friend, let God in while your heart is tender. Dear friend, this morning, before, dear friend, it gets old this morning and callous. Dear friend, by the rudiments of this world. Dear friend, while, dear friend, it's still able to believe, dear friend, that God is this morning. And dear friend, it doesn't take much. This morning, persuasion to open a child's heart, dear friend, and get them to believe this morning, dear friend, where it is so hard to get into those, dear friend, that are battle scarred, dear friend, with so much in their lives this morning, dear friend, let God save your soul before it becomes entangled, dear friend, in the things of this world, caught up in the pleasures, dear friend, while you're doing your own thing, dear friend, while you set your agenda and your calendar, when you get so busy you've got no time for God, amen, before God moves to the bottom of your list, you may have it in your plans that one day I'll get saved and I'll get in church and I'll serve God, and when I retire I'll be faithful to the house of God, and that day may never come for you this morning. Dear friend, live for God this morning in your young days. It'll save your soul. And then number two, it'll save you some struggling. Amen. Dear friend, all the needless pain that we bear. Dear friend, I wonder how many of us could tell of the school of hard knocks, the lessons we had to learn through suffering and heartache and misery because we did not get saved when we were younger. Amen. I'm talking about we struggled with the truth. Amen. Dear friend, I mean take that child and train him up in the way that he should go, instill in him the things concerning Christ, raise him in the admonition of the Lord, dear friend, because when you get older, you begin to question who's right, who's wrong, amen, dear friend, this morning, with all the many different religions of the world, dear friend, you'll be persuaded. excited. Dear friend, you get that argumentative spirit. Dear friend, but yet the Bible said you'll know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Amen. Dear friend, with everyone telling a different story, how am I supposed to know who's right? Dear friend, that's why you need to give your heart to Jesus in the young days of your life. Amen. Before it becomes confusion, before it becomes, dear friend, swallowed up in the things of this world, before temptation comes, amen, and temptation will come to you, and brother, you need the Lord to help you deal with it. You don't have to give in to it. Dear friend, there is grace in abundance this morning, and if there's anyone that needs, dear friend, this morning strength and temptation and grace, it is our young people nowadays that are so susceptible to peer pressure and the things of this world. The devil wants to ruin you before you ever get started. Amen. Dear friend, you can save yourself a lot of struggling if you live for God in your younger days. It'll save you a lot of squandering. Amen. Dear friend, I'll tell you, like a lot of folks, we can look back and say, my, what we would have had if we just wouldn't have squandered it away. If we'd had the wisdom back then that we have now. Dear friend, I think about the prodigal son and what he could have had. Dear friend, if he had just stayed at the father's house. Amen. All the ways, dear friend, this morning, the Apostle Paul looked back at his life and said, I'm just going to have to count everything that I've accomplished and everything that I've accumulated and everything that I've done. I'm going to count as ways, dear friend, this morning. I'm going to forget those things which are behind me and look to those things which are before me. Dear friend, listen, nothing in your life will ever count until you give your life to Christ. Amen. I don't care how much you accomplish. I don't care how much you accumulate. Nothing in your life will ever count. You'll not ever start, dear friend, living until you get saved and live for the Lord this morning. It'll save you squandering the waste and withering this morning. Oh, that you could have been used of God all of these years. Amen. Dear friend, it's been a blessing to others this morning. Dear friend, you will never be what you're supposed to be until you get saved, until you submit and surrender yourself unto the Lord this morning. Dear friend, you'll never be happy in this life. You'll never find peace and satisfaction and joy this morning. Dear friend, until you find it in the Lord. Amen. You may find temporal pleasures. Sin does have that. It does offer you this world, dear friend, a pseudo peace, dear friend, but it's not real and it doesn't last. Dear friend, godly living is not just for the golden years. Dear friend, giving your heart to God at your young age, I'll save you a lot of scars. Amen. I guarantee you every saint of God could show you scars that they bear because, dear friend, they didn't live for the Lord in the early years of their life. Amen. Dear friend, they can show you scars of suffering. Dear friend, the things they had to endure and go through, the things they had to come back from. Dear friend, they bear in their bodies the marks of sin. Amen. And sin will raise havoc upon your life. Amen. Dear friend, this morning, dear friend, they bear in their body the scars of shame. Amen. There's a lot of things in our past that we're not proud of. Things this morning that we'd like to forget, and even though we know they've been forgiven, dear friend, the devil still reminds us of them. They're still a record of them. Dear friend, those stupid things, dear friend, that we've done this morning, dear friend, in the days of our youth, and many have been disqualified, dear friend, from serving God to their highest potential, dear friend, and later on in years of their life, and because of the foolish things they've done in the years of their youth this morning. Amen. Don't let the devil, dear friend, this morning waste your life. Dear friend, I'll tell you nowadays, and I know God saves the worst sinners. Dear friend, but we've gotten too, dear friend, this morning, too much emphasis on personalities. Dear friend, I know, dear friend, we have folks come to our church church and tell our young folks how they're in drugs and God saved them, how they're in prostitution and God delivered them, how they're messed up with witchcraft, how there's a life full of sin and God saved them. And I know God does and God can, and I'm glad that God did. But I'll tell you, sometimes we leave the impression, that you get out in your life and live it the way you want to, and get out in sin, and God will save you and deliver you out of it. I want to tell you, young person, you listen to me. Have the best testimony you'll ever have in your life is to stand up in church and say, I've never tasted alcohol. I've never tried drugs. I saved myself till I got married. I gave my heart to Jesus when I was a young person, and I've lived for Him all the days of my life. I've never been out of church. I've never been backslid. My dear friend, this morning I'm telling you, my dear friend, godly living is not just for the golden years. Give your heart to Jesus now in the days of thy youth, and live for Him all the days of your life. You'll never regret it. You'll never miss out on anything. My dear friend, but you'll have the best that heaven offers. May the Lord richly bless you. Is my prayer.